Lesson 36. On the morrow come I into the world. Book of Mormon Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual. 3 Nephi, chapters 1 through 7. Purpose: to help class members understand the need to endure faithfully in times of trial and temptation. Preparation: read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. 3 Nephi, chapter 1, verses 1 through 22. Despite signs and miracles in the land, unbelievers claim that the time for the Savior's coming has passed. The wicked plan to slay the believers. The signs of the Savior's birth appear and vindicate those who have endured in faith. B. 3 Nephi, chapters 2 through 4. Wickedness increases in the land. The Gadianton robbers become more powerful and come to battle against the Nephites. The Nephites repent of their wickedness, and the Lord helps them defeat the Gadianton robbers. See 3 Nephi chapters 5 through 7. The Nephites forsake their sins and live righteously. As they prosper, pride and dissensions arise in the church. The people are soon living in a state of awful wickedness. Nephi preaches repentance and faith in Christ, and a few of the people are converted. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Share with class members the following fable related by Elder George A. Smith, who was a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. A man, traveling through the country, came to a large city, very rich and splendid. He looked at it and said to his guide, "This must be a very righteous people, for I can only see but one little devil in this great city." The guide replied, "You do not understand, sir. This city is so perfectly given up to wickedness, corruption, degradation, and abomination of every kind, that it only requires one devil to keep them all in subjection." Traveling on a little further, he came to a rugged path and saw an old man trying to get up the hillside, surrounded by seven great, big, coarse-looking devils. "Why," says the traveler, "this must be a tremendously wicked old man. Only see how many devils there are around him." "This," replied the guide, "is the only righteous man in the country, and there are seven of the biggest devils trying to turn him out of his path, and they all cannot do it." In Deseret News, November the 11th, 1857, Volume 7, page 287. Explain that as we strive to faithfully keep the commandments, we will face opposition. Today's lesson discusses the opposition faced by the believers among the Nephites. Some people endured in spite of all opposition, while others received great blessings yet quickly turned from their righteousness. 3 Nephi chapter 7, verse 8. From these chapters, we can learn the importance of remaining faithful in spite of trials and temptation. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. The signs of the Savior's birth vindicate those who have endured in faith. Read and discuss selected verses from 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 1 through 22. Explain that the events in this chapter occurred 5 years after Samuel prophesied of Jesus' birth. Samuel had said, "5 years more cometh, and behold, then cometh the Son of God." Helaman chapter 14, verse 2. You may wish to briefly review Samuel's prophecies of the signs that would accompany Jesus' birth. Helaman chapter 14, verses 2 through 7. While waiting for Samuel's prophecies to be fulfilled, the people who believed began to be very sorrowful. 3 Nephi chapter 1, verse 7. What were some of the reasons for their sorrow? See 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. A. some unbelievers said that the time was past for the prophecies to be fulfilled, and that the believers' faith was in vain. 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. B. Unbelievers made a great uproar throughout the land. 3 Nephi chapter 1, verse 7. C. A day was selected to put to death all believers. 3 Nephi chapter 1, verse 9. In spite of these challenges to their faith, what did the believers do? See 3 Nephi chapter 1, verse 8. What can we do to remain steadfast when our faith is challenged? When Nephi saw the wickedness of the unbelievers, he prayed to the Lord for his people. 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. What message was revealed to Nephi after he had prayed all day for his people? See 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. You may want to have a class member read these verses aloud. How were Samuel's prophecies fulfilled? See 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 15 through 21. How does this account help strengthen your faith in Jesus Christ? 2. The Gadianton robbers come to battle against the Nephites. Discuss 3 Nephi chapters 2 through 4. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. How did Satan try to turn people away from their belief in the Savior and his birth? See 3 Nephi chapter 1 verse 22, chapter 2 verses 1 through 3. Point out that Satan gradually gained possession of the hearts of the people, and soon the people began to forget those signs and wonders. Which of these tactics have you seen the adversary use today? What can we do to remember and preserve our spiritual experiences? As the people began to increase in wickedness, what dangers did they face? See 3 Nephi chapter 2, verses 11 through 13, and verses 17 through 19. What kinds of behavior and attitudes threaten our safety today? In the 16th year from the time of Christ's birth, Lechonius, the governor and chief judge of the Nephites, received a letter from Gideonhi, the leader of the Gadianton robbers. 3 Nephi chapter 3, verse 1. What did Gideonhi desire of Lechonius? See 3 Nephi chapter 3, verses 6 through 8. When the Gadianton robbers announced their intention to destroy the Nephites, the people began at once to prepare to protect themselves under the direction of Lechonius and Gidgadoni. What can we learn from their actions that can help protect us in times of temptation and fear? Have class members read 3 Nephi chapter 3, verses 12 through 26 to find answers to this question. Summarize class members' responses on the chalkboard. Some answers are listed below with questions to encourage discussion. A. Lechonius, the governor, was a just man and could not be frightened. 3 Nephi chapter 3, verse 12. How might fear cause someone to give in to temptation? How can personal righteousness help us remain courageous when we face temptation or affliction? B. Lechonius told the people to cry unto the Lord for strength. 3 Nephi chapter 3, verse 12. Why is it important to pray for strength to face temptations or challenges? C. Lechonius caused the people to gather themselves together. 3 Nephi chapter 3, verses 13 and 22. Why was it important for the Nephites to gather into one place to defend themselves? See 3 Nephi chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. How can our association with other members of the church increase our ability to withstand the forces of evil? See Moroni, chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. D. He caused that fortifications should be built and placed guards round about. 3 Nephi, chapter 3, verse 14. How can we fortify ourselves and guard against temptation? E. The Nephites did exert themselves to do according to the words of Lechonius. 3 Nephi, chapter 3, verse 16. How are we blessed when we follow inspired leaders? F. they did repent of all their sins. 3 Nephi chapter 3, verse 25. How does repentance help us receive greater strength from the Lord? G. They were strong with armor. 3 Nephi chapter 3, verse 26. What armor have we been counseled to put on? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verses 15 through 18. Why are we taught to put on the whole armor of God? How can we wear this armor each day? What was the result of these preparations when the Gadianton robbers came against the Nephites? See 3 Nephi chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, and verses 16 through 29. How did the Nephites rejoice after their victory? See 3 Nephi chapter 4, verses 30 through 33. In what ways can we show our gratitude to the Lord for protecting and blessing us? 3. The Nephites live righteously and prosper, but pride and dissensions arise. Read and discuss selected verses from 3 Nephi, chapters 5 through 7. Explain that the Nephites defeated the Gadianton robbers in the 21st year after the birth of Christ. In 13 more years, the Savior would visit the Nephites and minister to them. For several years after the defeat of the Gadianton robbers, the Nephites enjoyed great peace and prosperity. 3 Nephi chapter 5, verses 1 through 26. Chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. What happened to disrupt their peace? See 3 Nephi chapter 6, verses 10 through 15. You may also want to review briefly the pride cycle discussed in lesson 34. As the people continued in their wickedness, prophets came to call them to repentance, but the people rejected and killed them. 3 Nephi chapter 6, verses 17 through 23. Secret combinations increased, and the people were soon divided into tribes. 3 Nephi chapter 6, verses 27 through 30. Chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. What did Nephi do in response to this wickedness? See 3 Nephi chapter 7, verses 15 through 19. What was the result of his work? See 3 Nephi chapter 7, verses 21 through 26. Write on the chalkboard the dates that are listed below. Assign different class members to read the corresponding passages aloud. As each passage is read, ask class members to describe the spiritual condition of the people. On the left-hand side, write A.D. 21 through 26. 3 Nephi chapter 5, verses 1 through 3. The people served God with all diligence. A.D. 26 through 27. 3 Nephi chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. There was great order and prosperity. A.D. 28. 3 Nephi chapter 6, verse 9. There was continual peace. A.D. 29. 3 Nephi chapter 6, verses 10 through 16. There were disputings, pride, and boasting. A.D. 30. 3 Nephi chapter 6, verses 17 through 18. They were in a state of awful wickedness. A.D. 31. 3 Nephi chapter 7, verse 21. A few people were converted to the Lord. A.D. 32 through 33. 3 Nephi, chapter 7, verse 23. Nephi continued to cry repentance. What blessings could all the people have enjoyed if they had remained faithful? See 3 Nephi, chapter 10, verses 18 through 19. The more righteous part of the people were spared during the destruction that accompanied the crucifixion of the Savior. They received great blessings when the Savior visited them after his resurrection. The more wicked part of the people were destroyed. These events will be discussed in the next lesson. Conclusion. Explain that we also wait for the coming of the Savior. While we wait, Satan will try to turn us toward wickedness as he did the Nephites. If we prepare ourselves as did the people in the time of Laconius, and if we endure in righteousness, we will be worthy to receive all that the Lord desires to bestow upon us. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching idea. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use this idea as part of the lesson. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ, 3 Nephi, chapter 5, verse 13. Have a class member read 3 Nephi, chapter 5, verse 13 aloud. Explain that this verse contains words of the prophet Mormon. What does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus Christ today? End of Lesson 36. On the Morrow Come I Into the World. From Book of Mormon Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual.